Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Nobody Panic with me, Stevie.
And me, Tessa.
And we're not panicking, and our podcast...
Very calm.
That's too calm, actually. Eerily calm.
Mellow.
This is a podcast where we help you become a functioning adult without screaming. I mean, without us screaming or you screaming, because being an adult basically means you just scream all the time.
Tackling the problems big and small, and today it's a small yet big one.
How to be good at small talk. Are you good at small talk?
No, I'm all right, actually.
I feel like you sort of blow into the conversation and be like, oh, hello, and then you'll do some, like, good business, and then you'll just, you'll be like, where did that woman go? Did anyone else see her? Like,
yeah,
that's the vibe.
Yeah, so take from that what you will, and if you think that sounds good or not.
Entertaining.
Yes. Yeah, I've got a lot of opinions about it, basically.
Yeah.
This is how to go to a party if you don't know anybody. Yeah. What if you have to go to a networking do? What if you're invited to a wedding and you haven't got a plus one? You're on your own.
What are you going to say?
What are you going to say? How are you going to get through it? But we got you.
I also was inspired to do this because my mum, who listens, hello, mum, she went to a party recently and she was like, I realised halfway through, I thought I was good at small talk. I'm terrible. Maybe like an hour in, she was like, oh, this is actually a real drain. I want to leave,
right?
But couldn't. Mm. I think if you do it a lot, you can go into autopilot a little bit and be like, I'll just check out and whap out my bangers. Not your gay tits out, like actually say some stock phrases. It's just exhausting. And I very much understand when, like, I've been at social events and I'm like, oh, I'm not on form and I just want to go home because I'm like, look, let's just cut our losses now. Mm. But then you kind of can sometimes have a go and it's great. And you meet someone and you make a new friend. Sometimes.
Absolutely.
Sometimes.
Absolutely. But sometimes you're contractually obliged to be at the event and you can't go. You'll find yourself trapped in an elevator with a work colleague. You'll find yourself in a queue that's ever so slightly too long. Or you get on the tube and you see somebody from work and then you're like, oh my God, hi. But then you remember that you're 8 stops away from work and then a 7-minute walk. And then you're like, what will we do? What will we do?
Once I was on the tube with my good friend Tessa, who's sitting opposite me, and she saw her friend who sat the other side of us. And I would always like lean over and be like, hi, I'm Stevie. But for some reason this time I didn't. And then I got off and Tessa's friend got off at the same stop. And then we traveled for 7 stops together. Mm. The anxiety was palpable in both of us.
I remember shouting to you both, well, best of luck.
Yes, you literally did.
If we may talk about our good friend, who we'll know it's her, but we won't say. Mm. She, leaving work, ran into a work colleague, and then she thought, oh no, this person lives very close to me and we will have to travel now for some time. Mm. So then passing the Marks and Spencers, she said, oh, I've just got to go in here, so see you tomorrow. The friend, the colleague said, oh, for what? She panicked and said, birthday cake. Got to get a birthday cake for my housemate.
Mm-hmm. Strong.
The girl said, all right, I'll come. And then she had to go to Marks and Spencer's and buy a birthday cake for a fictional housemate whose birthday it was not. So the friend is like, what about this one? This looks fun. And our friend is just like, just the cheapest, mate. It's not. We don't. It's not even
it's a lie.
It's a lie. I'll be absolutely honest. It's a lie. And then she had to travel home with the friend on the tube with the birthday cake.
Oh, my God.
She arrived home. I was like, listen, I won't be taking questions, but we'll be having birthday cake now. Listen. It's a crisis.
It's a crisis. And I'd say that friend is good at small talk.
Yeah.
Even the best can fall and buy a birthday cake.
Even the best of us have fallen.
What adult thing have you done this week?
Well, I don't think this is adult, but it has shades of light and dark.
Okay.
We were both out last night. Hence the sort of gentle timbre, I think, of of this episode. And I was going to a friend's house who then couldn't have me. And I was like, oh, no problem at all. There's plenty and plenty of people who I could have been like, can I stay on your sofa? But I was like, in a real moment of whim, I was like, I shan't. I'm a woman in control. I'll just sort this out myself. So I went on Hotels Tonight, which I see advertised on the tube all the time.
Yes, it's normally for like sexy couples.
Yeah, it's definitely like date went too well, hotelstonight.com. But it was at this point like 10 o'clock at night and I was like, there'll be deals on there.
Oh my God.
Went on it. Obviously, some of them were like hundreds and hundreds of pounds. Saw this like 4-star one that was literally around the corner from where I was, 30 quid. I was like, well.
That's two drinks.
That's right? That's literally around. I was like, count me out of the next one. I've got a hotel. I pressed book. I was absolutely buzzing. High on my own supply. We leave the do. I get there. I park. As I'm walking, I really was walking being like, what a gal. Like, I was like, do-do-do. You can't see my hand action, but I'm like,
jaunty.
I'm jaunty. I saw a hotel in the distance and it looked so snazzy and I was like, can't believe it. Got there. Sorry. Not me. Had to go round the corner. And then I realised what I had done was booked a brothel. I put myself into a brothel. It was like a guest house.
So
it was
I one had of those, sex like, with all the men.
No, I didn't. Imagine. I was completely safe. The story ends absolutely fine. But the street was definitely like all those like sort of guest house signs.
Blinking
and off. Vacancies. Just sort of thing that you'd pass in the
day.
Pay
for an hour.
And you'd be like, who on earth is staying there? Me, as it turns out. Excellent. And I knew you knocked on the door being like, oh no. And a lady in her 90 let me in. It was a perfectly safe and fine guest house. I'm calling it a brothel. I'm absolutely sure that nefarious things have happened there.
Of course.
None of them happened to me, nor did I see any, but I did lay on my bed thinking, oh no.
Fully clothed.
Fully clothed. I slept in all my clothes, just thinking like, oh, this was a mistake.
Yes.
So a high adult followed by a low adult. And what we've learnt to do in the future is always read the reviews.
TripAdvisor.
Have a little read. Very Don't just helpful. Be like, 4 stars and a pretty picture, I'm in. Just have a little check. But I don't regret it, you know?
No, absolutely. Well, you've learnt.
That's my tale.
Lovely.
Yeah, so still reeling from it.
My adult thing is, I won't be going into detail, but I just wanted to say it because I don't ever do this. It will sound vague, but I'm proud. I called somebody out for something and then I backed myself. That's good, isn't it?
Yes.
So normally either I don't call anyone out and cry for a long time, or I call someone out and then they go, that's not okay. And I'm like, you're right. But the adult thing is to back your own decisions, I feel. So I was like...
And unemotionally.
Unemotionally. And I actually wasn't emotional. I mean, they didn't see that I was snot crying when I wrote the message. But when I had a call to follow up the message, I was just like, yes. Yes. I was like a very calm man of the cloth.
Yeah, being like, my opinions are valid.
Mm. This is like the second time it's happened now where I've been like, just be honest, just say what you feel.
Great.
And then back it.
And then back yourself.
That's my tip from me to you. Okay, right. Small talk. One of the things that I was reading about in terms of small talk is, and it's the same with like lots of things, it's about perspective and what you feel like going into the room. And all of the first tips are always like, go in there with a sense of childish curiosity about the other person. How fun. But you can't help it when you don't want to be somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be like, I just switched my childish curiosity button on. I'll pull my right ear and childish curiosity comes out my mouth.
Yes.
That's not what happens. So I think the first thing I want to say is, if you're out of thing and you're like, I'm not on form and I'm panicked, just leave. Otherwise people feel trapped. Whereas if you have the option to leave, you'll probably stay because you'll be like, well, I could leave at any point. I'm an adult.
Right.
Whereas if you feel like I must stay here for 7 hours, very overwhelming. If you're at a wedding, you must stay there for 7 hours.
Do you know, I recently went to a party in the pub.
Oh, yeah.
Arrived. Nobody saw me. I saw the group. I thought to myself, not for me. And I walked straight through the pub and out again.
Because your facial expression when I was saying that, often when you're listening to the podcast, you can't see Tessa's facial expression, was sort of like, oh, no. And I was like, oh, I've gone wrong here. Then you came back
right.
with the perfect tale.
Sometimes, just leave. Quite often, you cannot.
Have a go, yeah.
Often, you're at a wedding. You can't just be like, not for me. You're at a work function. You cannot be like, not for me, and walk out.
Or you're sat next to a colleague every day that you don't really know how to talk to. You can't say, not for me, and leave your job.
You can't be on the tube and shout, not for me, and walk away from them. Like, sometimes you are... So if you can leave, by all means, just stick to your guns and leave. You don't have to stay at this party.
And don't feel guilty about it, because I think that is the... I was at a wedding this summer, and one of my very cool friends... at half, no, at 9 o'clock. I was like, oh, where's this person gone? And someone was like, oh, she's gone to bed early. And it was like, it was fine. Like she'd said to the bride, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm just going to go. And it was absolutely fine. No one was like, well, that's, you know, everyone was just.
I would.
Okay.
Well, I would.
Right.
You have to make it till 10 p.m. That's then you can leave.
Oh, that really goes against what I'm saying, but
yeah,
I mean,
I'm sorry, but at a wedding,
we're just trying to make people feel comfortable, but absolutely,
no, please.
Do
I've
you.
Been to a wedding where I left in the middle, had a bath for.
I mean, like, come on, you can't tell me what I'm saying is wrong.
But then
I then come in, we get a bath halfway through a wedding.
Yeah, I had not been to bed the night before, and I'd given it a really good go.
Well done.
But then I appeared again. Rejuvenated, real second wave.
See, that's
I was like,
thing.
If the bride can have a costume change, so can I.
That's a good point. With like weddings, if you are sleeping close to where the actual ceremony is, go back, have a, even if you don't have a nap, my boyfriend finds like 8 hours of constant socialising, he doesn't drink, just quite excruciating. And so halfway through, whenever I've been to a wedding with him, we like break it into chunks and it's like, right, you get through 3 hours, you get a walk. And then I walk him like a dog around the nearby locations. And then he comes back rejuvenated. AF returns are quite lesser,
diminishing.
So we're sort of chasing the dragon, as it were. The high of the walk starts to last less and less and less. So by the end, it's like an hour. He can last an hour, and then there's another walk. So
yes,
and that's the time when I put him to bed, and then I go lie down and have a party. But it does work. That kind of
so that
takes some
mental
time out.
Attitude. Whether that's a 12-hour wedding or a mere 45 minutes at the buffet eating stale crisps. With Janet from HR, you can check in and out, pop away, and then be like, here I come back in for this.
But in terms of actual practical small talk.
Yes.
Yes. Have you got some hot
absolutely.
Tips?
So if you attempt to look into this, a series of idiots on the internet will tell you like 45 questions to try, and they'll all be from a man called like Trey Hunter.
Who has never spoken out loud to another person.
And he sounds like he's one someone who's like got rid of all his belongings and traveled the world, just meeting people and making connections. And then he'd be like, try these questions. And they're always like, what's the best career advice you've ever received?
Imagine like, just coming out and that's your opening gambit. Like, hi, I'm Stevie, really nice to meet you. What's the best career advice you've ever received? It'd be a very weird vibe, wouldn't it?
Sorry, what was your name? Stevie. Are there any apps on your phone that you can't live without? Like, what's a book you've hated that everyone else loved? And vice versa, you know? Like,
that's not small talk.
That's not small talk,
that's
Trey
Hunter.
That's what
I'd say to you. The problem is that I think people put too much on the small talk. The less you think about it, the easier it will be.
All you need is your opening gambit.
The first thing you say could be something completely banal, like, oh, God, do they have any cheese and onion crisps? Because they're the only crisps I like. They never have any cheese and onion crisps. The other person isn't going to be like, well, this woman's obsessed with cheese and onion crisps.
No.
What they're going to do is go, oh, this person is making a connection and is making an effort and would like to chat for a bit.
They're showing their peacock tail.
Yeah.
In mammals, the mating display in females when you like get your head low but your butt high.
Oh, big on that. Yeah.
It's called loistrous.
Loistrous?
Yeah, it's quite a nice word.
Pigeons
isn't it?
Do that.
Yeah, everyone does it.
The head butting the ground.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? Oh, that pigeon looks like it's dying. And then
but they're not, they're showing their butt.
Oh, that's fun.
So
get your butt
get
out.
Get your butt out. Well, all you're doing here is doing your human equivalent of loistrous and being like, I'm opening this interaction here.
Oh, it's hot in here, isn't it? There's
so
not
you do not have
con,
to open with any of this nonsense. Yeah.
Anything that is...
Gosh, I absolutely love your dress.
That's really nice as well. Or my favourite is commenting on the thing that someone's doing that you don't need to comment on. Like when we were at uni and we're all freshers and no one knew how to interact with each other, you'd see someone like clearly with their laundry bag doing laundry and you'd go like, oh, doing some laundry.
What you want in an ideal world is a question that can't be answered with yes or no.
So okay.
Ideally it's like, doing your laundry, I see. What tablet do you use?
or
if you give people yes or no's, then people could just, you know, they could walk away from it or whatever.
Yes.
Or if it's just a display sentence that has no necessary option for the other person.
Yeah, very
so
hard.
So maybe it's like, oh, you're doing your laundry. Do you live in this corridor?
Look, brilliant. That's so great. That is genuinely what I was looking for. I couldn't think of anything other than
yeah, so
size
do you live in this
basket.
Corridor? Like, have you... oh, is that your
what you,
hoodie?
What degree are you doing?
Well, yeah, what are you studying?
Suddenly it's that kind of... And it's so
did
great.
Did you go to the cowboy hypnotist last night?
For example. But when you're at uni, it's so much easier because you can always rely on, oh, what do you study?
Yeah.
Like, that's so nice. Whereas the equivalent in adult land is, what do you do? And I love finding out what people do because I think that's the nicest point in to them as people, and you can like tell quite a lot about someone about how they talk about what they do, what they love. But I've read so many articles about being like, that's the worst thing to say. And also, if it's someone who doesn't really like what they do, then they can put them in a really bad
feeling. Well, I think if you say, what do you do? I think it's all right because we don't really have any other purchase.
I think it's fine as well. I just wanted to say that sometimes people can be a bit weird.
My parents once, many years ago, got given a gift of a murder mystery weekend, which they later reported back was clearly a swingers thing.
Oh, right,
that, like,
okay.
There was a sort of, like, it was murder till midnight, and then
shagging
if you fancied,
till dawn.
You could definitely do a sort of swinging.
Right.
But it was just murder for them. And but they reported back how nice it was to go to this thing, and they were all called those, like, stupid pun names, like Teresa Green or, like...
Oh, my God. I've only just twigged for me.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Done a lot of murder mysteries. Seen a lot of Teresa Greens.
Yeah.
Just gone, that's a boring name. Why would I pick that? All the rest of them are puns.
Teresa Green, like the gardener or whatever, yeah, you know?
Very good.
So that nonsense.
Sorry, yes.
And you had a little character. So then when people said, like, oh, what do? You said, I'm a gardener and my name's Teresa and I cultivate, you know, wildflowers or some shit. And you made stuff up. And both my parents said how nice it was to be meeting all these strangers and there be no, like, judgment in the, like, what do you do? Oh,
right,
and
yes.
Do you have kids? Oh, boring. I'm listening to you tell me about your child's violin lessons. Instead, you're, like, having what still felt like very real connections with people, and people were fun, but there was none of the bullshit.
So carry a murder mystery board around
with you all times.
Walk it out. Whenever anyone asks how your laundry's doing, give them, bestow them a character and start playing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, I recognise why the, like, what do you do is mastered. So if people make a, if they say, oh, and they make a face and they say, oh, I work in science HR.
They go, well, what do you do?
Do you have a passion? Are you in a band? What's the thing that you love?
Yeah.
All you got to do is ask one opening gambit, do your peacock, say that you'd like to start the conversation, and then it's just listen. When they run out of steam, you ask a question based on what they've just said. Listen.
Yeah, you basically just keep asking questions. You keep asking questions and you pretend, well, you either are or you pretend, if they're not very interesting, you pretend that they are really interesting. That's one thing that, yeah, when I found that out, because I've got a friend who's, like, incredibly good at small talk and first impressions and stuff. I just watched him do it. It was insane. And then he was like, I'm just interested in what people have to say. Like, I'm just asking questions. And he was like, you're a journalist. You interview people. I was like, oh my God, it's very true. Like,
yes.
I did that for my job for so long. And then you realize how easy it is when you take the pressure off yourself. You've just both got your bums out and you're equal. And you can just ask questions. And that's all you have
Matt
to do.
Matt is a wonderfully flamboyant individual who looks you dead in the eye when he asks you questions.
And cares about
and
the answer.
And he sincerely cares about the answer. And he touches your arm a lot. And he's like, oh, yes. Whenever you say anything, he's fascinated.
Yes, he really, and I think this is a thing to learn as well, like, he really feels the answer. Like, he's really, like, he's excited
he's
and
so
he's
so sincerely listening,
and
which
of
is
course,
so rare.
So rare. And not everybody, of course, you might be listening being like, well, I'm not naturally effusive and I'm not naturally, and that's fine. You don't have to have that personality trait. You don't have to be, like, just incredibly charismatic to ask questions and listen.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
One thing that a lot of introverts have in common is they can be mistaken for being rude quite a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of friends who are, and myself as well, when I first meet people when I was younger, people would think I was very rude. And then I kept getting told back by people that were then my friends, being like, whatever, mate, I thought you were a bitch. And you're like, right, we'll have to change that. So now I'm very careful to when I meet someone, I sort of maybe overdo it, if I'm honest. I really want to, I am interested, but I could very much have like quite a dead face listening and still be interested.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of like, you know, cock the head to the side, really listen, nodding. If
yes.
you are somebody who's quite quiet and quite reserved, it can come across as, you don't want it to come across as rudeness. Mm-hmm. Again, it's like an animal peacock thing. The peacock displays its feathers because that's an unmistakable signal. So you have to make some small unmistakable signals as an animal to your fellow animal.
Yeah.
That, yeah, I'm actually, no, I am interested in your story.
Yeah.
Otherwise the person will lose faith in what
lose
they're
faith.
Saying.
Yes,
and be
exactly.
Like, and then they'll leave and then you'll be like, oh, they hate me. And
but
they
don't.
They think
don't.
You don't like them.
Exactly.
What a miscommunication.
What a miscommunication.
Genuinely, the more this podcast episode goes on, the more I'm like, I think I wish we could just get our bums out.
To
so
show
clear.
We don't have any, we lack, and not to deep dive into our biology, but we lack estrus. We just are permanently fertile human females, us and rabbits, and that's it. Everyone else has got
maybe
a cycle.
Like dogs are on heat.
They're on heat. And so when we're on heat, everyone's like, whoa, baby.
Yeah.
It's a very clear, like, now, please, like, semaphore. Every other animal is so good at its visual display.
Mm.
And we've lost all of that. So now we rely entirely on our verbal communication and our sort of shit body language, and everyone therefore is like desperately trying to pick up on clues and being like, are you saying this
yeah.
or not?
And also we communicate so much like via screen now
yeah.
that I think even if we were good at that, we're going to start, and I'm feeling starting to get disconnected. So when you are talking, you forget that you're supposed to make these faces and be like interested.
So you just have to do a better job. You might be an introvert who, and it's so rubbish being an introvert in a extroverted world. You might want to just be like, yeah, I'm doing my display, but it's just like one peacock feather and you've like slide it out the side and you sort of wave it.
I was like, is that a mistake?
And,
like,
and to you, that's like, that's absolutely massive. I'm really showing it here. But to everyone else, they're like, we don't know.
Yeah, so if it's not just, both butt cheeks, we're not going to see it.
We're not going to see it. So you've just got to open your body language up, do those like starting conversation things. If it helps you to, even if you're like, I don't want to touch a human in my life, try and see what it feels like to like touch somebody's arm.
Do it within a chat, like
no, don't just at the buffet touch someone else.
And then be like, well, that didn't work. And then
have a go. See
yeah,
how
when
it
you
feels.
Say hi to someone, it is nice to be like, hi.
And how
like,
are you?
And because the other day I met two people and I sort of went in for a hug and then we were talking and then I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I've really committed to like hugging everyone. I'm going to hug everyone in this bar. But then the guy said, well, what I do is I sort of do a lean and a touch. And then that's like, it feels like a hug, but you're not at the hug stage yet.
Mm.
I was like, I'm going to do a lean and touch.
Lovely.
Not like you don't lean sideways or backwards. You lean in.
Lean in.
And just sort of touch them on the arm and be like, hey, and then retract. And then it feels warm and
yep.
friendly without you having like got off with them and
yeah.
they don't feel like, oh, okay, you've seemed to have hugged me and I don't really know you.
We're all
signal.
We're terribly skin hungry in a way that we don't know.
We just want to eat skin.
We're yum, yum, yum. But like we don't have enough physical contact in our lives.
But also some people really don't like it and can't cope with it. So then when you like hug people and they're like, oh, you're like, oh God, I'm sorry. I've completely. So it's so there's
of course.
So lunge
like,
and lean. Lunging
yeah.
towards them and grabbing them. Is better.
Yes, on the lunging point, after you've made your clear visual display, you'll probably spot other people there who also don't know enough people.
Yeah.
So you can clearly go up and, you know, you don't have to open with like, oh, we're the losers, am I right?
Don't say we're the losers.
For God's sake.
Just be like, just, God, these things can be so tricky,
yeah.
can't they?
Or fantastic dress, where's that from?
Yeah,
or who do you know? Or where are these crisps?
Where's the drinks table? Should we get a drink?
Yeah.
Or just something
are
like...
Are there any snacks at this do?
Yeah, I've heard tell of canapés.
Yeah.
That's often my opening gown. I don't know if I heard tell.
Yeah, now, you're an old duke. And
I'm a duke.
You've set your bar out.
It is true. So the asking questions thing is absolutely crucial. The other thing, I found a tip, which in theory, very good. The examples they've given, quite bad. They said, if you are being asked a question in small talk scenario, you're not going to be the only person, otherwise it's an interrogation. So this tip is like, basically, don't ever give a one-word response and... just think of literally anything to elaborate on that. And mm-hmm. don't then beat yourself up for that not being interesting.
No.
Because again, all you're showing the other person is, I'm not going to give a one-word response. I like being in this conversation. So even if someone says to you, so one of the...
God, give me one.
One of the examples, I actually wouldn't recommend this. Question is, how are you? Short response, fine. Better response, good, thanks. I'm getting ready for my vacation to England. It'll be my first time in Europe and I look forward to trying proper English tea. That's wow. slightly odd, but you
too
can
much.
Maybe, I'd say, take one of those and be like, how are you? Fine, yeah, I'm just getting ready to go on holiday, actually. Then the other person is like, oh, relief, we can talk about that.
Yes.
Where are you going on holiday? Oh, I'm going here. Have you been? Now you're talking about travel. Look at you go. Like, there's a lot. All you need is just that one little in, and you'll be so surprised how the other person also jumps on it, and you're both now sailing along the boat of conversation, the HMS chat.
Yes. And even if you've got absolutely jack all, you can go for, fine, how are you?
Deflect it back.
Now, what are you going to say?
I'm great.
Okay, now
how are you? And now you're in
now
a how
we've
are you
stalled.
Loop.
Now we've trapped.
Did that, see, look,
number one, don't lead with a how are you.
No.
But if you get hit with a how are you bomb,
from someone who doesn't listen to this podcast,
for God's sake,
there is at least one, then you can get the ball rolling with literally any sentence. Just pick anything. It could be fine. I'm good. I'm just looking for the drinks table. Do you know where it is? You could say that.
Yeah.
You could say I'm good. Oh, I had to stay late last night to get those reports. And anything.
Yeah.
Because but then just
looking
don't.
Forward to the weekend. I've got this coming up.
Yeah, are you doing anything nice?
Had a terrible time on the tube getting here.
Yes.
But I saw a dog.
There we go. Look, you're giving
just
some
name.
Things.
Just go into your memories. They don't have to be anything good. Just what happened today,
mm-hmm.
and say it.
I remember when I first met a friend of mine. I don't think I did say how are you, but I said something that was quite like nothing in it. And she was like, I'm great. I've immediately lost confidence in this top. And
yes.
It's like, great. She's fun. Now we can talk about that. Like, you can, anything, just literally anything.
Yes.
But the crucial thing is, the more you criticize yourself and think it has to be incredible, the higher your bar is for what you say next, the harder it's going to be for you, because the bar is so low.
Mm-hmm.
The bar is on the floor. And all you have to do is say anything in like a small talk situation. And the more you get into your own head, the harder it's going to be.
And the more that you wait like a wallflower for people to approach you, never going to happen.
The pressure's going to build as well.
When
someone says how you, you'll be like,
you'll just explode.
And that's the end.
You know, and you haven't spoken before, and then you go like, hang on, like, oh, fuck you, like that.
I'm sorry.
I actually really surprised myself.
That weirdest sound I've ever heard. Really,
you know, like, you just, your mouth's got too dry or whatever.
I know what you
we
mean.
We haven't spoken for a while.
I was alone all weekend, and then I got a Chinese takeaway delivery from Deliveroo, and the guy was like, here you go. And I was like, oh.
Exactly.
It was like that bit in Hocus Pocus when the man finally gets his
horrible
his mouth unsewn, and he coughs out loads of bits of like paper.
Yeah.
It looks like, because he's so dry.
Cobwebs and stuff.
Yeah,
cobwebs. Exactly that. So that's why I'm saying, like, it's all too much. I remember we went to a extremely Christian wedding of a distant relative once, and the groom had obviously not spoken all day and was obviously so nervous.
Oh gosh.
And then when they got to him in the church, said. He made the funniest noise that was like,
oh great,
I do. So funny. And everybody, luckily he, you know, he's a good guy, but we weren't embarrassed.
Yes.
For him, everyone just laughed at but with him.
Yes,
but it
course.
Really made me laugh of like, don't let it be too much. The flip side of this point is, if you see a wallflower, go and rescue them. But don't rely on people to come and get you. You just have to be like, oh fuck this, okay, and I can't, like,
yes.
I just got to bite this bullet. And don't be like, oh, I'm so shit at this. Ugh, everybody is shit at it, everyone is just biting the bullet.
We're all in the same boat. That's why, like, people have asked us to do a small talk episode about everybody, even extroverts, hate small talk.
Yes.
My sister's really extroverted, and she has to, for her job, she often meets people she doesn't know, and she gets to a limit, and then she like has to not do it for a few days, because otherwise she's like, she feels like she's run dry and can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
And I think no one goes, I actually love small talk. No one's ever said that.
No.
You like what it can get you, and maybe in it, you like that it's the first stage into maybe like meeting someone and having a nice time.
Yeah, meeting new people is
good
nice.
At it,
but no one
goes like, I can't wait for that small talk at this party. I can't wait.
Like, I can't wait to meet some strangers and have to size them up in the first 30 seconds and then say something hilarious to show them who I am.
Exactly. And that is what we all feel like small talk is, but we need to remove that, because it's not. You don't have to say anything hilarious. You don't have to be funny. You don't even have to be interesting. You just have to get your bum out.
And get
I think
it
that
out.
Is, that is the kind
and
of takeaway.
And if you do see people in your periphery who are like, you know, standing, you know, be like, oh, welcome in. Do you know so-and-so?
Yes, get them in. Yeah.
If you personally have forgotten absolutely everyone's name ever,
oh God,
which
I'm
is
so
me,
stressed.
You just say, do you guys know each other? and you sort of gesture with your hands. The hand is the gesturing of an old aunt.
I think if you are in a situation where you don't know anyone's name, that's just one of those things. It's like, it's just an awkward situation.
And I think
situation.
Just if you could, do everyone say their name again.
Everyone should just, I think, at the end of every sentence, say their own name.
Say their own name.
Always. I think people only get annoyed when people don't remember your name when it's somebody that you've met like 17 times. Mm. That is annoying. But also, I've done that before as well. And that's just the way life goes.
Yes. A few people have guessed incorrectly, so I think just never do that. But if
yeah,
you just
don't guess incorrectly or make a sort of coughing noise and hope that it sounds like
yeah.
that. When I was at uni, that's what I used to do. I'd be like, this is like, why have you done that?
Then you just be like, anyone got any laundry to do?
Anyone got any? What's the size and dimensions of your laundry basket? And then I'd leave. Very hard, very hard. But yes,
again, the sheer force of your personality just ploughing you through.
It's really hard.
This is my final tip.
A lot of style over substance, if I'm honest. Is the tip go and have a bath halfway through the conversation?
If it's too much, pop out and have a bath. God's sake. No, the tip is, they taught us this at school. A very weird lady came and did a talk.
Oh my God, I remember this.
It's not the lunge and laugh.
Okay. Or
saying bing. Sorry, these were the tips from this absolutely crackers woman.
I came to a school and literally told them that if they want to go into a group discussion, they should say bing. You say bing.
Bing, and it makes you stand upright and you smile and then you're ready to go into the room.
It's
staggering.
And
then you see a group, you want to be in on the group, you don't know how to get in, you wait for the punchline, they all laugh, you lunge and laugh, and then by the time, then you pop up, although you've always been there. Even at age 13, I remember I was listening to this talk and being like, this is a crock of shit. This woman, we were like, I don't believe you've ever been to a party. Anyway, this is the last thing, and this is the actual useful thing that she did say that has stood us in fantastic stead. Mm. Get 2 drinks from the bar.
Oh.
This is provided they're free. If it's free. Otherwise, you're just...
Or you're loaded, I guess.
If you're loaded, get 2, I guess. Then people assume you've got somewhere to go with your second drink.
You've got a friend waiting.
So then I bump into you and we're chatting and you're absolutely awful. Oh. So I say, well, it's so great to meet you. I've just got to go and give this to Simon.
Oh my God, I've got chills.
Right?
That is the perfect way.
It's
fuck me, that is good.
And Simon doesn't exist. You just gesture across the room and then
what
you leave.
What if it's quite a small party and then you just go and stand by a wall
on
your
own. Nowhere to go.
Okay.
If there's only 6 of you.
Find somebody, because also, I suppose, everyone wants a drink. So find someone and be like, my friend's gone, do you want this?
Exactly. So it works on both ways. You can either leave a terrible one or if someone's good, you can be like, you're chatting and they seem great and you're like, I don't know where my friend has gone. So already you give the illusion that you've got another friend, which you don't.
Yeah.
And then you say, do you want this? And then everyone's like, oh, lovely, of course. Thank you. I'd love that drink.
How did that tip come from a woman who said bing before going
into
her room?
Right? It was a crock of shit with this one sweet diamond at the bottom of the crock, you know? It was fantastic.
It
is so unbelievably useful. And even if then you're like, I'm so sorry, I've had to leave this terrible conversation. Do you want this?
Oh, that's always fun as well, scapegoating.
Don't do it, because then they'll be like, oh, that's my cousin Janet, you know? Once at a wedding, a man was playing guitar. No. I went to turn to the stranger beside me to say, he looks like an absolute dickhead. And then I stopped myself. My brain was like, come on. I said, turned and said, isn't the guitar fantastic? And the guy said, yes, that's my dad.
So wow, really strong
don't
work.
Lead with a bitch. Don't be snide. Don't be mean. Keep them inside.
But I think you can, if the function
keep
is absolutely
the snide
dreadful,
inside.
Though,
don't
snidey,
get your truth.
Snidey,
don't get your truth
lady.
Out. Get your best, your showroom out. Get your best version
get
of yourself.
Get your showroom. Yes.
Get
not,
your
don't
best,
your actual bum out. Get your showroom.
Get
bum
your
out.
Show butt out. Like your best.
Show butt.
Your best version
your
of yourself.
Your polished ass.
Your polished sweet ass that is like a respectable enough. Don't keep the real you. Keep that way
keep
down.
That down.
Keep it down, baby.
Below the
and then if you meet someone fantastic, be like, do you want to see my real butt?
Yes. That's always how. Thrilling when you're at very like
well you just
function.
Meet a stranger and you get to meet and show
you
your real butt
oh
fantastic but you can only get to the real butt if you show your show butt first
yes that is the
and
take
on that
home.
Note
genuinely hope that helped I hope you don't get put in jail for indecent exposure. Please do email us if you have any good suggestions for podcast nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com and then tweet us @nobodypanicpod, me @StevieM. The S is a 5, by the way.
Tessa Coates, normal. Absolutely
just
normal.
Absolutely normal. And yeah, see you next week. And just practice that sweet small talk, baby.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, you know, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.